Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, will you open the prayer line up with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us into this new year, Father. We thank you for this new beginning that you've given us, oh Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be on this line tonight. We thank you for the word that's going forth. For you said in your words, not by might nor by power, but by your strength, oh Father, by your spirit, Father, that we're able to accomplish things that we need done, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we just praise you for supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. We thank you for our faith being built up on this line. We thank you for this word going forth. We ask that your anointing will flow over this line, oh Father, and we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that will come against this line. And we thank you for it and we praise you for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Mr. Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, when we're online, we begin at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune in to the entire church service live. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We have a website. That's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is Are Planning an In-Person Service for the second Sunday of this month, which will be January 9th, this upcoming Sunday. Our in-person services begin at 12 noon, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church. The address is 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. We're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email address, which again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now we have a special announcement from Sister Penny.
Thank you, Sister Tamara. Yes, I hope everyone had a happy new year. And the announcement, please, please make note of this. We have a time change for when we're going to meet in person. It was at 12 o'clock. We will no longer meet at 12 o'clock. We will be meeting at 12:30. Once again, we will meet at Christ Unity Baptist Church, same place, just at 12:30. Please do not come at 12 o'clock. It's at 12:30. We will meet. Thank you.
It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Well, I do, Pastor. I have so many, so I'm going to have to speak real quick. First of all, I want to praise and honor God for another year. And with you guys, yay, praise God. And also, before the beginning of the year, before January, you know, I was in a situation where I had to do either or stay in my car or get a place. And I realized I haven't had a home in so long and an address in so long, and I was able to get into a place. But now, so, and I was like, you know what, God, I trust you, and I have already made up my mind this year that my faith is bigger than my fears. And so I went to a job interview at Dignity, and the lady comes out. She said, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I said, "No, oh no, I'm sorry, I do not." Come to find out, she was the lady who had hired me in California when I first came from Hawaii. So she said, "I had already hired you, but I just wanted to see your face to see if you recognize me, this and that." And she goes, "I know that you applied for a per diem, which is, you know, an on-call situation in the ER." She said, "No, but I'm going to give you a full-time basis." And she goes, "You know what? So I'm just going to hire you. I've already hired you on full-time and this and that." And I was like, "Oh my God, thank you, Jesus." Right? And so like, so, and then it came down to my car because I couldn't defer my payment. And I was, and today I was like in tears, and I told God, "You know what? My faith is bigger than my fear. And I praise you, God. I'm going to praise you even if I got to get on the bus, God. But I know the plans you have for me." I just found out that I got pre-approved and that I could trade in this raggedy car that I've had problems with from day one for a brand new car. Look at Jesus. Okay, thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Shirley. I just thank God that we all made it into the new year safe and sound. I thank God for hearing from just about all my loved ones, family, and friends. But mostly tonight, I want to thank God for blessing my daughter with a 5-bedroom house. And she said, "Mama, one of the rooms is yours." I said, "Thank you." And so, and then my son, he was on a 2-week vacation during the holidays. And the first week he spent in Seattle with my other son. And the second week he came home, and then he contracted COVID. And then I didn't know about it. He thought I knew about it, but I didn't. So I heard from him Sunday, and he said, "Mama, everybody was trying to get me to go to the hospital. They told me I had COVID, but I told them I have enough faith in my God that God is going to get me through it." So Sunday, he was feeling good. He got up and cleaned his house, did his laundry, and he said, "Mama, I'm going to work tomorrow." So today should have been his first day back at work. So I'm thanking God for all his faithfulness to us, and I thank God for another year. Thank God for you, Pastor Smith, and all the congregation in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sister Dockery. I thank God for his journey, putting me, bringing me into the new year. I thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for all the saints. I thank God truly for waking me up again in the 2022 year. And I just thank God for me and my family.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is Jerome. You prayed a prayer for me concerning my car. And God is just good. Everything has fallen in line. You prayed that I would get the parts that I had need. You prayed that God would give me knowledge on how to fix it, and it would get back on the road. And God did exactly just that. I was able to take it to the small shop right before this new year popped in, and I was able to get my tags on the car, get it small with flying colors, no issue. So I'm just thanking God, and thank you, Pastor Smith, for your prayer.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Deacon Ray. I just want to thank God for the healing that he's making moves over my body. I caught a little cold last week. Everybody's trying to tell me that it's COVID. I'm not standing on it. I'm not accepting that. And I just feel better day by day. Each day that comes through, I'm getting better. I have no fear that this is COVID. I'm not standing on it. I'm not accepting it. And day by day, I know that God is healing me. Thank you, God.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I do.
Okay.
I do. I was in a situation where, to make a long story short, financially, the enemy was attacking me, and I had to deal with the matter real urgently. Can't go into details, unfortunately, but I prayed and prayed and asked God to have mercy and asked God to forgive me because I got in his business, in the middle of his business, and it did not come out good, but I prayed and asked God for mercy, and he gave me mercy and rectified that situation for me as of today. So I had and that extra car is no longer mine. It was sold this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I just thank God for that.
Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this new year. And, oh, God, for the new opportunities for your people. And, God, I give you praise that you anoint this Word, that the breath of God will breathe and cause this Word to come alive. Because this is a new year with new beginnings. And I give you praise for it by faith in Jesus' name. Have your Bibles. Please turn to Proverbs, the 19th chapter. Verses 20 to 21, and Matthew 6, 9, and 10. Again, Proverbs 19, verses 20 and 21, Matthew 6, 9, and 10. Get those two books, could you please say amen.
Amen.
This is a new year with new opportunities and new possibilities and new events and new openings for you. And new breaks and new selection that God has set up for you, his plan. And so last year, many had missed opportunities where some things was not accomplished and some things that they waste and abuse and ill-use and handled with no care and just mistreated those things that God had set up for them. And many things was not accomplished. But God, thank God that we're breathing and alive and giving us a new chance for the next opportunities. And it's already set up by God. It's already planned out for us these new opportunities for this new year, these new options that you're going to walk into, the new advantage that you're going to have and the new breaks. And so this is a time that we are to thank God that we're alive for such a time as this to receive new opportunity. Even though many misused the opportunity last year and things was not accomplished and they wasted and abused many things that were set up for them by God. But God is so merciful. God is the one that invokes blessings. People cannot do that. It is God that is the one that blesses us and that gives us favors and protection and his mercy. It is the Lord Jesus. So we thank God for his son with this new opportunity that he has given us. And so many times we forget, we so want to do it our way and our will. But your life has been decreed by God in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God said, God saw, God called. That's all in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God said, God saw, and God called. Our lives has been decreed already according to his will, saints of God. According to his will, and nothing can stop it from coming to pass. Even though new people have to be created sometime, nothing can stop the will of God from coming to pass. When we are self-will, we restrict. There's a restriction over God's will. So this is an hour. We don't want to walk in a place of disobeying, which causes restriction. We break the law of God. It's something that many of us sometimes act like we can peek behind a veil to catch a glimpse of our personal future. It's no way we can do that. Our future has been set up by God. You can't peek behind a veil to catch a glimpse of your personal future. We have to obey and we must trust God with all details in our lives. all the Pacific, all the chapters of our lives, all the ingredients that he has set up and framed and formed us and has ordained. It will come to pass, and we must stay in a place of obedience so these things can come to pass in this new year. And we won't continuously to mess up, to waste, to abuse the things in this new year that's coming forth. This is a new opportunity for all of us that's breathing, that we are sons of God. New events and new breakthroughs and new prospects, and new doors is opening. And we're going to begin now with Proverbs 19, 20, and 21, please.
And it reads, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand.
This is so important in this hour. Say, listen to the counsel of God's word and receive instruction to learn to be wise in your latter end. I'm talking about these things are to come. The next things in your life for this year, the things that's been ordered by God, the things that's in a progressive move by God. He said, listen to the counsel of God's word and receive instruction and learn. And we want to be wiser this year for those things to come, those things, those upcoming things in our lives, those things that God has placed in order, those things are in a progressive move by God. 21, he said, people may plan all kinds of things, and we know we are planners, but the Lord's will is going to be done. Even though we plan, we are supposed to plan, but God's will is to be done over our lives. And this is such a new time, for such a time as this. God wants his will to be done in our lives, that we won't have to go through what we went through last year, those places that self-will, we moved in self-will. We moved out of the will of God. We moved into what we wanted to do. We were stubborn. We obeyed what we wanted to do. We obeyed people. We took the opinions of other people. And we messed up last year. But this is a new year with new opportunities, new options. New perspectives, new doors that's opening. But we want the will of God. And when we are in the will of God, he's the one that blesses. He invokes the blessing. He gives us favors. He protects us. He has mercy. And everything that's supposed to come to pass, going to come to pass, thanks to God. You have to worry about it. I don't care how the enemy try to throw in a stone to stumble you. When you are in the will of God, that means I'm going to obey God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what people says. I'm going to obey God. And when you stand in that place, that means whatever God has decreed over your life is going to come to pass. I don't care who likes it. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who agree with it. I don't care who disagree with it. God's will come to pass, because what we are doing, we're trusting God. Don't linger on yesterday. Yesterday is just what it was yesterday. And many didn't do well in yesterday. But this is a new day. This is a new opportunity. This is new events coming in your life. There are new beginnings coming in your life. There are new advantages that you're going to have. And God wants us to stay in his will, because God has control over every new opportunity that he's moving you into in this hour. We don't want to be like Moses and Saul. God opened an opportunity for Moses. He told him to speak to the rock. Moses struck the rock, and the opportunity was close to Moses. He didn't get into that place, that new land. Opportunity and the door was closed. God didn't even receive his repentancy. We don't want to be like Saul. God gave opportunity for Saul to be a king. He rebelled against God. He moved in his self-will. And his disobedience brought hardship to a people because he leaned into the place of reason with people in their opinion. And Saul did not accomplish the thing that God's will. This is so important in this hour. I've seen people do this every year. Abuse, ill-use, mishandle with no care, and mistreat the good things that God has set up for them. And God allowed them to breathe and come into the new year again, and they do it over and over again. But then there comes a time when that door is closed. We're going to read Hebrew 12 and 17. Someone get Hebrew 12 and 17, please. First one, get
and it,
please.
And it reads.
Okay.
For ye know that how there are, excuse me, for ye know how there are afar off, when ye would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
This is about Esau. He gave us his inheritance. He didn't receive the blessing. He mishandled. He misused. And he abused it. He didn't take advantage of it. But then he began to cry out. He wanted that blessing. He desired that blessing. But the blesser, who's God, did not invoke that blessing upon Esau's life. He went into a place of tears and crying for God to change his mind. But God did not change his mind. God did not reverse his decision. He did not get the blessing. But he had an opportunity. It was a missed opportunity, saints of God. This is scripture. It was a missed opportunity. He wasted the blessing. He abused the blessing. He used the blessing. He didn't handle the blessing with care. He mistreated the blessing. It was set up by God. It was planned out by God. But it was stopped. And so we're in a new hour for such a time as this, for change, for things to get better, for things to be reversed, for a transformation in our lives. But we must trust God with every detail that he has decreed over this new year in your life. It's something that was set up in the book of Genesis. Everything has been decreed over you, saints of God. It's going to come to pass. If it don't come to pass through you, it's going to come to pass through somebody, because it has been decreed by God, things that are to come to pass in the earth. And so many people miss out on opportunities to continue in life. But God is so merciful. God is so great. And this is new opportunity that you can possess right now. When you make an agreement to trust God and to obey God, you're going to see things accomplished. You're going to see things come to pass. You're going to see opportunities and new doors open and new breakthrough, because you're trusting God with every detail of this chapter of your life. The chapter of your life has been decreed by the most powerful God, the supreme God. It's nothing that he's just going to throw out there at a moment. It's already set up. All we have to do is obey God. And it's so sad when you see people going through the same ordeal every year. Missed opportunity. But God is so gracious. God is so full of mercy. He gives us a new year. And all of us walk in obedience, saints of God, of the things that have been decreed, the things that has already been set up, the thing that shall come to pass. If it don't come to pass through you, it gonna come to pass through someone. It didn't come to pass through Esau, but it came to pass. The things that God's will, the things that God desires. I don't want anyone to get my blessing. I don't want anyone to get my opportunity. I don't want anyone to get that breakthrough that God has for me. I want it for myself. But I have to obey the will of God. And it's me waiting on the Lord sometimes. And so many people don't want to wait on God. That's what Saul, he didn't wait on God. Moses, he didn't wait on God. Esau, he didn't wait on God. And by not waiting on God, you miss opportunities. But you don't have to go through this every year, saints of God. If we obey the counsel of God's word, as it said in Proverbs 19, the more we obey the counsel of God's word and follow his instruction, we learn and we become wise. We make wise choices. We walk in the wisdom of God. And God lead us into those paths that have already been set up, what he has decreed, because we're obeying his counsel. But there are so many people that are stubborn, rebellious, and headstrong. And they don't have time to wait on God. And things never fall in place for such a time as this. This is such a great opportunity for the saints of God. I've never seen, since I've been saved, such great opportunities, such great change, such great events. I'm talking about great things. I'm talking about lasting things. I'm not talking about temporary things. So many people get temporary blessings, fly by night. They up on a cloud, then the cloud bursts and they down to the earth and they're without. That is not the will of God. No matter what storms you're going through, no matter how things and events change, the Spirit of God does not change. He's done the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change is not. God does not change. Just as he said to Abraham when it was a time of famine, he said, wait, do not move. I'm going to bless you right here where you are, Abraham. Abraham listened to God. Abraham was obedient to God. He didn't move because of his circumstance. He didn't let his circumstance get him out the will of God. He stayed in the will of God and he received the promises, the things that God has decreed over his life. This is an hour, don't you, by faith, listen to people. Listen to God and his instruction. If it's not word, it's not God. God speak to us through his word, the counsel of his word, give us instruction, it give us warning. It's decreed, thanks of God. But many times we get so jacked up with the opinion of some personal person who's not going anywhere, who don't have anything, ain't going to give you an opinion, a personal opinion. You throw that stuff down the drain. You are to listen to the counsel of God's word to receive his instruction. And the word of God said you learn and you become wise in the latter end. That means those things that are to come to pass in the latter end, those upcoming things, those things that's next in your life, those things that's progressive by God in your life, those things that's down the stream that's running into your location because you have received wisdom. You're listening to God, not personal opinion. You listen to God. It's an hour to listen to God as never before. Because what? God has already set up your next opportunity. It's set up by God. It's playing out by God for you in this particular time. So this word is just a word of encouragement that we need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, not have those temporary blessings. I hear people with great testimony who sow out of the will of God. Testimony is not true. It's fraudulent. It's fake. And you look around, it's over with. That is not the will of God. He desired that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prosper. The plan of God is good. Jeremiah 29:11, meaning that God's plan going to stand. But as you read on down, there were those that he had spoken that word to, They died out. They never received the plan. Why? Because they did what they wanted to do. The plans of God is good. Matthew 6, 9, and 10, please.
And it reads, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
This is what we should pray in this hour. God will hear and answer this prayer. Thy will be done. Thy will be carried out for me, God, on the earth. Not my will. Thy will be done. Thy will be carried out for me in the earth. Right here while I'm breathing. I'm living in the earth. We live, we have our being in him, in the earth. Thy will, God, be carried out for me on the earth. Not nobody else will. Thine will be done. God, here, he answer according to his will, saints of God. No one else. His will is going to be done on the earth for you and I. If we stay in submission, if we yield, we stay in obedience to God's will. This is for the first of the year. Opportunity is yours when you stay in the will of God, and it will be done on the earth while you're living, you're moving. It will be done. It won't just dissipate. It won't fly by night. It won't be up and down. I don't care what you're going through or what chapter you're going through in the year. God's will be done on the earth for you. If you stay in obedience to the instruction of the will of God, if you obey the word of God, if you trust God, I don't care what it looks like in this new year coming up, because things come in our lives in the year that we don't know is going to appear, but yet I stay in the will of God. Yet I long to obey God's will. Yet I long for his wisdom and instruction. I don't care what it looks like. How the devil try to paint a picture. The picture has already been formed by God. The picture has already been created by God. And so I'm encouraging you in this hour, don't allow the enemy to cause you to go through another year of missed opportunity. Things that you will not accomplish. Things that you waste and abuse. Things that you ill-use with no care and mistreat. Why? This is a new season with new opportunities in it. New possibilities. New options. New prospects. New doors to open. But it has been decreed by God. He said, he called, he saw. He said, he called, he saw. Everything is already done. It's up to us to trust him, believe him, for we cannot see the end of the road. It's already created by God. And so this is an hour as never before, such a great hour, saints of God. I plead with you tonight to allow the instruction of God, the counsel of God, to lead you in those paths that's already set up. And the more he leads you, the more he guides you, the more wiser you will become, because his wisdom will overtake your life. And you're going to choose to do what? To obey God. It's very simple, saints of God. This is such a new opportunity for those that have messed up, for those that have allowed people to come into their lives and deceive them and mislead them. God is saying, I'm turning the chapter. This is a new year with a new chance over your life, new advantage. Pick, choose what I have placed before you. Saints, it is so important in this hour as never before to allow the Spirit of God, his instruction, to take over your life. You don't want to go through that place of last year, the trials and the tribulation, the ups and the downs, the bad choices, the missed opportunity, the wasted time, ill use of time. It's something about time. The older you get wiser about time. But I've seen some people that's old, and they're not wise about time. They misuse time. They don't respect time. They're slothful, they're slow. Always have an excuse. But the older you get, when you see how time is so precious, saints of God, for such a time it's so precious. But there are so many don't respect time, don't respect your time or their time. I remember I had a class. I was instructing young people, young ladies, about time. And one lady, young lady, God wanted this lady's life to go into a new perspective. She said she didn't get up to 1:30. She stayed in pajamas all day long. She didn't cook breakfast till 2 o'clock. I said, don't you want to change that? She said, I have always done that. She said, my family always did that. We never had jobs. We always was on welfare. And the Spirit of God wanted that young lady to walk into new opportunities. She was young. She could change. But she had no respect of time. She had no respect of work. She lived off of the government. And now she's a full-grown adult, a middle-aged adult. And nothing has changed in her life. Missed opportunities, thanks to God. We don't have to have missed opportunities. Meaning going through those same ordeals year after year after year and never accomplishing anything, never taking advantage, just wasting, abusing time, ill-using time, mistreating time. This is a new beginning. This is Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former thing, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? It's springing forth. God wants you to know it's springing forth. New opportunities. Respect the saints of God. Don't abuse this new opportunity that God is around us. You're living. You have new opportunity. Handle it with care. It's a plea tonight. Because things are in a progressive change all over the world. But God is in the mix of everything. He has set up his decree for this chapter of our lives. It is well when we obey the will of God. It is well, saints of God. Why? Because it's set up by God, it's planned by God, and all we have to do is what? Obey him. And when we obey him, the word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice. Just obey God. Thine will be done on earth. His will be done for us on earth. And all we have to do is what? Stand. I don't care how things look topsy-turvy. God always brings things subject to his will. And his will come to pass. Like it or not, his will always come to pass. Why? Because it's set up by God and not by humans. Set up by God, not by humans. and God's will shall come to pass over your life, these new opportunities, this new day. The former things are just what they are, former things. You walk into a new year with new opportunities. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, I just wanted to make the announcement one more time that our in-person service will begin at 12:30 and not 12 o'clock. Again, our in-person service, which will be this Sunday, it will start at 12:30. Thank you.
Do anyone have need of prayer?
Oh,
yes,
I do, Pastor.
Okay.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Sister Shirley, and I thank God also that I heard from my two granddaughters that live in Texas. I hadn't heard from them in a while, and I heard from both of them, and one of them was asking for prayer. So, Pastor, I would like you to please pray for my two granddaughters, Jeanne and Sakina, and please bless my Thanksgiving offering that's en route to you now.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Oh, I do, Pastor. You know, like I said, when I called these people today about my car and stuff, they were really, really ugly about it, and they kept threatening to come get my car, come get it. But tomorrow
Eddie,
I go to a car.
Eddie, you called me a week ago about the car.
Yeah.
And God.
Oh, no, Pastor, I'm going to a car lot tomorrow. So just favor.
He said he's going to have favors, Maddie. You got to trust him, believe him.
Amen.
For
thank
this
you.
Car. Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Deacon Ray. Serena came down with COVID, so I would just like healing upon her body and continuous healing for my body as well. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer? There is no more prayer requests. Thanks to God, there's no opportunities for you to accomplish those things that God has already set up for you. God don't want us to mishandle it. God don't want us to mistreat it or misuse it, to abuse it. It's the plan of God. You don't want anyone to get your opportunity. We just read it in the book of Hebrews. Esau messed up, but God gave him the opportunity. We don't want anyone to take that God has set us for us, because what? God's will gonna be, it shall be done. I don't care who he does this to, it's to those that obey God. If he had to create a person to come into earth, his will going to be done. It's not restricted by humans. Father, this is so precious tonight, and there are so many that has rebelled, have been self-willed, and hardship have come into their lives because of their being stubborn and relying on their own opinion, their own self-will. And I ask that you heal them tonight, God. Anyone that has moved and rebelled against the order of God and moved in self-will and have received, because of their disobedience, hardship, Father, let this new year come forth with new opportunity. Opportunities for them to progress, for them, oh God, to see things change, for you to invoke your blessings upon their lives, for you, God, to give them favors and protect them with all the sickness and disease that's going about in the world system. We need the blessings of God to invoke a blessing over our bodies, to give us favors, to protect us, God. Father, I thank you that you turn everything around that has caused hardship tonight. Everything around, God, and make it better, Father Jesus. Reverse every bad decision. Transform us, God. Bring a shift in our lives. Bring a change for the good. Alter everything that we messed up, Father Jesus. I ask for mercy tonight, that the Spirit of God go into that place, the thing we wasted, the time we wasted, abused and mishandled. Father, forgive us tonight. This is a new day with a new opportunity, set up by God, a new chance to receive, to prosper, for doors to open, for new events to come into our lives, to new people to come in our lives. Father, I thank you for bringing forth birth for new kingdom workers to go into ministry, God, to do the will of God. Send them in, Father. Let their birth, God, not be shallow. Let their birth, oh God, be healthy. Bring them in from the north, south, east, and west into ministry, God, to support kingdom work. And God bless them in Jesus' name. Everything they do for the kingdom, bless them in the name of Jesus. Give them favors and give them protection, God, in this new year, these new opportunities. The most important thing in this hour is to obey God. It's not about houses, things, and stuff. It's to obey God. It says in your word, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All things shall be added. He gives us the desires of our heart when we seek him. It's a new opportunity in this year to seek the Most High God, the Supreme God, not seeking him for things and stuff, but for him and his will to be done for us on the earth. And if his will is done on the earth, those things he desires for us, those things he has planned for us, those things he has called for us, those things he has seen for us, shall come to pass and no one can stop it. I thank you tonight, God, that these new opportunities be open for those that's in obedience to the will of God, who's following the instruction of his word, who's allowing the wisdom of God to take over them mentally so they can be led and guided by God to those things that's already located and already set up. Not something that's going to be thrown into a place, but already done. I ask that you will bless them in this new year, God, with these new opportunities, these new events, these new things that come to pass, shall come to pass, that the Spirit of God will cause them to be healthy, well, and sound, mind, body, spirit, and soul. For things are temporary, but you are forever. We need to boast in the things of God now more than ever before. Because things, I'm talking about stuff, shall dissipate. But your word going to stand forever. It's time to seek God and his righteousness. And all things shall be added. Add those things to seekers in this hour as never before. Those things that have brought disappointment, God, bring a change in their lives. Those things that close doors, open up new doors. Give them new advantage. Give them breakthroughs, oh Father Jesus. Cause their decision to be in your will. Let nothing or no one overthrow those decisions they have made according to your will. I ask that you bless Sister Shirley's granddaughters, that you minister to their needs, that the things they have need of, God, you open doors for them. The things, oh God, that's afar off, you bring to pass quickly, God, that you will protect them and keep them, Father Jesus. Bless her offering. Bless all those that's giving offering to kingdom work, God. Oh God, we're not under the law, but God, you say you bless the kingdom. You bless those that give to the kingdom. You bless her cheerful giver, because we're not under the law. The law was, if you have to obey everything in the law. But God, we were set free because of the cross, because of Jesus, Galatians 3:13. So God, bless those that's giving offering from their heart, not because of the law, because the law, hallelujah, never worked. But Jesus came to fulfill the law. And God, I thank you tonight that you bless offering. Bless those that are givers, God, from their heart. Bless, hallelujah, systematic. As she go with this new car, God, the prayer been prayed. All she has to do is thank God. As the prayer was prayed for her housing, the prayer was prayed over Maddie. And the Spirit of God went in and did those things. God, let her just walk into that place trusting God and get receiving her car. And I thank you for that car to be loose to Maddie, for her to have to get around, to get about. She needs a car. God, I thank you for supplying that need for Maddie, that she is trusting God and that she shall walk in the obedience of God for these new opportunities. Father, I thank you that the prayer been prayed for D. Deacon Ray, his daughter, when he called. I thank you, God, by faith, the spirit of healing is over the daughter. The spirit of sickness must dissipate in Jesus' name. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for the spirit of healing now, that progressive spirit by the Holy Ghost. Heal them thoroughly in Jesus' name, and I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Sister Dolores. Such a change is coming for her family. I thank you, Father, for her daughter, that she received the instruction, God, because God, new opportunities and new breakthrough is waiting for her daughter. Father, I thank you for the new opportunity for the saints of God, the new possibility, the doors that's opening, the new events coming into their lives, the new people coming to their lives, because you said you're going to do a new thing. I'm standing on Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, that God, behold, you're going to do this new thing for your people. I thank you for the new people coming to their lives, the new doors they're walking through, the new opportunities, God, the new things they're going to select, that go bless them, Father, the new prospects in their lives. I'm just going to thank you for it by faith. Why? They have entrusted God with every detail about them. And because of that, those things that you have spoken, you said, you saw, it must come to pass. It's in your word, Father Jesus. In the beginning, God said, let there be. God saw and God called. Father, I thank you. It's in the beginning. And because it's in the beginning, this is a new day, a new opportunity that he spoke in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God said, God saw, and God called. Come forth in their lives by faith in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God. It has been decreed by the word of God in the book of Genesis. A decreed word is over their lives, and a decreed word come to pass according to God's will for them tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you for it, that decree word, things to come to pass, according to his will, on the earth for your people this night must manifest because of their obedience. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you for it, in the name of Jesus. God bless. Look for the new opportunities, the new option, the new doors that's opening by God. God called, God said, God see, God said, God saw, and God called. It's over your life. It's in the word of God. It's in the beginning. Be blessed. Receive these new opportunities for your life this night by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Thanks to God.
Amen.
Thank you for listening.
Amen.
The Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.